Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul, the apostle, writing, starting in verse 23, he says, I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Let's pray together. Our Father, we are truly thankful that we have this time to be able to approach you. We realize that we are able to totally on the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is by grace and grace alone that we know you effectually. We pray this evening that you would be pleased to bless the word to our heart. We pray for those that are among us that are sick. We pray, Lord, that you would be pleased to, according to your will and purpose, bring about the healing of these that we know. We ask you to forgive us where we failed you, for Christ's sake. Amen. In remembrance of me, this do in remembrance of me. You know, it is a shame to all of us that we need to be reminded of the shed blood, broken body of the Lord, but the presence of sin within. As much as I hate and you hate, I know, I'm convinced of this, to admit this, but we need reminded. Let us do in remembrance of me. This remembrance that Paul was talking about was something that was by divine revelation. He said, I received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. That's a miracle of God's grace, that the Lord would reveal something to any of us, that he would say something, that he would teach something. He's pleased to reveal, to teach by his Holy Spirit through the means of, like this man. This man was a preacher right here. He raises up a preacher. And he said, I've delivered that to you, that which you received of the Lord. Well, I thought, what was it? What revelation had Paul received? He said, what I delivered unto you was that which I received of the Lord. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3, Paul said, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, how he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Lord revealed to him how that he had died, was buried, and rose again according to Scriptures. That of which we speak tonight, in a few moments, we, in obedience to our Lord's command, we want to remember Him in the eating of this bread and the drinking of this cup. And we do so in remembering the Lord. It's good that we are encouraged to remember. Spirit of God blesses that which honors the Lord Jesus Christ in remembering. Paul said He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Well, in the garden, the Lord God Himself said unto the serpent, He said, I'm going to put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Speaks of the Lord's death, how He died according to the Scriptures. How did He die according to the Scriptures? Now, I know what men say, how He died, that He died to make it, that is, salvation possible. That's not according to Scripture. That He died as a martyr. That's not according to Scripture. How did He die? Well, according to Scripture, in Isaiah 53, look at that Scripture with me, Isaiah 53, and verse 4 and 5. This is how the Lord died according to the Scriptures. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and verse 5. Here's how He died. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. How did He die? He died with the imputed guilt of God's elect. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He died under the wrath of Almighty God, with our guilt, that is, the guilt of His elect. He was wounded, Isaiah says in verse 5, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we're healed. How did the Lord die according to the Scriptures? He died as a substitute. That's how He died. Laid down His life for His sheep. And then secondly, and you can stay right there in Isaiah 53, He was buried according to the Scriptures. Isaiah 53 and verse 9, Scripture says, and He made His grave with the wicked and with the rich in His death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in His mouth. Our Lord, in Matthew 20 and verse 40, concerning the prophet Jonas, this is according to the Scriptures, said, as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. How did He die? According to the Scriptures. As our substitute, He died. Imputed guilt of His elect upon Him. He died as a man. Buried. And He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Psalm 16 and verse 10 says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And He had said, 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, and the Scripture says that third day that Jonah came out of the whale. Picture of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm 86:13, great is thy mercy toward me, Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell or grave. Our Lord was crucified, He died, He was buried, and He rose according to the Scriptures. This evening, we want to remember that. He said, my soul was delivered from the lowest hell. When our Lord died, the Scripture says that He was in hell. What is and what does He speak of as being in hell? How did He die? How was He buried? How was He raised according to the Scriptures? How did He die for us? What did He suffer for us? What do we remember when we eat of this bread and drink of this cup? What are we doing? What are we remembering here? I know men go through the motions in this, and we must never, never just take this lightly. What did He suffer? Turn with me to Luke 16. Luke 16, verse 19. Hold your finger there just a second. I want to read something in just a minute. Luke 16, verse 19. I tell you what, hold your finger right there. Just turn over to Luke 22, verse 44. Hold that other passage. Luke 22, verse 44. I want to show you something. What did our Lord suffer? The Scripture says in Luke 22:44, being in agony, He prayed more earnestly, and His sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Being in agony. Now, the Lord said in Psalms, speaking in the book of Psalms, that psalm there spoken as a picture of our Lord speaking that, great is the mercy toward me, Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. God the Father raised the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. He died, paid our debt, buried God 3 days later, raised Him from the dead, raised Him, justified, and we justified in Him. Almighty God raised Him according to the Scriptures. The Lord said He suffered. He suffered hell itself. When our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane, being in agony. One time in Scripture, that word agony is used. One time. Agony. Being in agony. That word right there, it means the place of anguish. The place of anguish. Being in agony. Our Lord, being in agony, prayed, the Scripture says, more earnestly and sweat as it were drops of blood. Being in agony. He went to the cross and died this way, according to the Scriptures. This is how He died. With absolutely all of the guilt of His elect on Him. He was made to be sin. Made to be the greatest sinner. All of God's people, all they owed because of their rebellion against God was on Him. All of it. I cannot even imagine the depth of what I owe. What I owed. Just me. I'm just one. But all of the guilt of all of His elect for all of time was placed on Him, made to be sin. Indescribable is that position. Indescribable. I can't even imagine. In agony, He prayed more earnestly. He said, "Father, if there's any way this cup pass from me, nevertheless, Thy will be done." And He goes to the cross, and Almighty God, in indescribable wrath, indescribable justice, spewed out upon the Lord Jesus Christ the wrath of Almighty God. And the Scripture says that Christ Himself tread the winepress of God's wrath alone. Alone. He was alone. Alone. Now, hell, what is hell? It is the absence, it is the place of the absence of mercy. The absence of mercy, of God's mercy. No mercy. No mercy. Now look at Luke 16, verse 19. "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came, licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, was buried in hell. He lifted his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and he said, Father Abraham," now listen to this, "have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Besides this, between us and you there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Have mercy on me, Father Abraham. Time of mercy is over." Over. Our Lord suffered the indescribable wrath of Almighty God, and there could be no mercy shown if you and I were going to have mercy. We couldn't. He couldn't. He died according to the Scripture. He suffered the winepress of the wrath of God alone. He suffered it alone. He died, buried, rose again. Suffered God's wrath. He had to die. Being absent of God's mercy and suffering the wrath of Almighty God, Christ cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Forsaken. We then are here in obedience to His command to remember His death, His burial, and resurrection. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered God's wrath that you and I might have God's mercy shown to us. He died that we might live. He suffered that we might be at peace, being reconciled to God Almighty by the Lord Jesus Christ, by His blood. We remember that tonight. His body broken for us, His blood shed for us, not by the blood of bulls and goats, not by our keeping of the law, but by the broken body and shed blood of Christ are all those ordained to eternal life. They have been redeemed. the showing of the Lord's death. The showing. Paul said back in our text in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11, he said, "For you do show, or often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death. It is not merely, as some men say, He died. He died to make it possible, as I said a moment ago, when we show the Lord's death, what we are proclaiming is the truth according to God's Word that Christ, our Lord, is God's Lamb, the Lord. God has provided Himself a Lamb. He is the propitiation for our sins, the satisfaction, the appeasement, the atonement, the covering. That's what we say when we He broken body and shed blood. We're here tonight to remember that. He who has suffered the wrath of Almighty God has shown mercy to some sinners. I'm going to ask you men if you'll come now.